WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
The atmospheric circulation is well known to exhibit substantial variability. This variability reflects weather patterns and circulation systems that occur on many time scales. A typical storm system and related frontal passage may last a few days. Lasting up to a few weeks is typical for a midwinter warm-up or a midsummer wet period. Beyond that, lasting upward to a few months is characteristic of particularly cold winters or particularly hot summers. And extending to several years, we may have characteristically abnormal winters. And should these last for several years in a row to several centuries, we have the characteristics of long-term climate change. The term teleconnection pattern, or just teleconnection, refers to a recurring and persistent large-scale pattern of pressure and circulation anomalies that spans vast geographical areas. Teleconnection patterns are also referred to as preferred modes of low frequency or long timescale variability. Although these patterns typically last for several weeks to several months, they can sometimes be prominent for several consecutive years, thus reflecting an important part of both the interannual and interdecadal variability of the atmospheric circulation. Many of the teleconnection patterns are also planetary scale in nature and span entire ocean basins and continents. For example, some patterns span the entire North Pacific basin, while others extend from eastern North America to Central Europe. Still others cover nearly all of Eurasia. All teleconnection patterns are a naturally occurring aspect of our chaotic atmospheric system and can arise primarily as a reflection of internal atmospheric dynamics. Additionally, some of these patterns, particularly those over the North Pacific, are also sometimes forced by changes in tropical sea surface temperatures and tropical convection associated with both the ENSO cycle and the Madden-Julian oscillation. Teleconnection patterns reflect large-scale changes in the atmospheric wave and jet stream patterns and influence temperature, rainfall, storm tracks, and jet stream location and intensity over vast areas. These are often the underlying culprit responsible for abnormal weather patterns occurring simultaneously over large distances. For example, the 1995-96 winter was very cold and snowy over much of eastern North America, while northern Europe and Scandinavia were cold, and southern Europe, northern Africa, experienced very wet and stormy conditions. These conditions were all partly related to the same teleconnection pattern, a strong negative phase of the North Atlantic Oscillation, or NAO. The Climate Prediction Center, or CPC, one of the organizations found within the National Centers for Environmental Prediction of the National Weather Service, routinely monitors the primary teleconnection patterns and is involved in continuing research to better understand the role they play in the global climate system. Understanding our weather is truly a global undertaking. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.